So we were discussing last time whether one could use grape juice for the abrakosas, for the four cups. So we discussed whether you could use grape juice for Kiddush all year round. So the old practice, pre-Rav Moshe, was the Orthodox practice was not to use grape juice, but today it's an accepted norm that we use grape juice. So grape juice is good for Kiddush. You know, maybe you have the Chumrah, the Rambam, that it's not something that could be brought on the Mizbeach, but that's even Yayin Mevashel. So we said regarding Dawud Kosos, Rav Moshe was machmir, even though on Friday night he said yes, but he was against it because he says, Derech Eretz, you have to have something alcoholic. And Rav Moshe and the Rav Soloveitchik said the Rambam Sheet is Shtiya Reva, so therefore the important thing is to enjoy it. So therefore, the important thing is to enjoy it. Therefore, you can use grape juice. So the Rav was pro grape juice. Rav Moshe was against. They say in the name of Aaron Cutler that he, well, some Gedolim, when they had wine and when they got older, they had grape juice. But they say in the name of Aaron Cutler that the first cup he used to make over wine, and the next three he used to make over grape juice. In other words, so maybe it's the opposite. According to Rav Moshe, you could use wine, you could use grape juice for Kiddush all year round, but you shouldn't use it for the Arbakosis. Maybe Rav Aaron Cutler had a different shita. For the Kiddush, he was more machmir. Maybe if you look at the Rambam Kiddush on Yom Tov Teraisa, but for Kiddush, he was machmir, he had wine. And for the next, for the Arbakosis, or the next three cups, he'd have grape juice. And there it's not in Kiddush anymore, so maybe it's where there's more room to be made by the Dawud Kosos. And maybe also the question is, when he said it, what kind of grape juice was it? Everyone agrees you can use grape juice. If it's grape juice that the Gemara is talking about, where it could turn into alcoholic. So I don't know what grape juice they had available during that time. But that's so you have Rav Moshe against grape juice for the Dawud cups. The Rav Soloveitchik was pro, if you wanted it. And Rav Aaron Cutler seemed to make a distinction. What about Chama Brandina? So that's a whole discussion. So obviously, that should be a step below grape juice. I guess the question is, for those who say grape juice isn't good, midin Kiddush, or would they say grape juice is good, midin Chama Brandina? So either way, so there's a whole debate, what is Chama Brandina? You go through the whole gamut of coffee, tea, juice, soda, you can have beer on pizza. So the whole discussion, the pros and cons with milk, the different opinions about what works, what doesn't work. But whatever Chama Brandina is, does it work? That's the famous story with Rav Chaya in the Beis HaLevi, where someone came to him and we asked him, can I use milk for the Dawud Kosos? So let's say milk cost a dollar, $10. He gave the guy $100. So they asked, like, why did you give him $100? Milk is only $10. He said, I know, because he said if he asked me about milk, that means he doesn't have any meat. So I gave him money, he should use wine, and he should have meat. So either way, so that's a discussion by Chama, what is Chama Medina? And this is interesting, the Rav gave a whole Yortzeit shiur in terms of giving pshat in the Rambam. I think the Rambam discusses it at least in five places, but the Rambam Shita is by Kiddush, no Chama Medina, you need wine. But by Havdalah, you could use Chama Medina. And then by Birkas Erisin, he said you could use Chama Medina. But by the Nesu and the Sheva Brachas, you can't. And by Birkas HaMazon, You can't. So the shaila is, what's the yisod of the Rambam? So Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole couple of hour drasha, but his yisod was, if it's a dinin of, not kiddush from makom suda, but if it's a dinin, if we're talking with suda, so then he said you have to have wine. If it's tam, not connected to a suda, then tam or medina is enough. So kiddush is connected to the suda, havdalah is not. So havdalah you could use tam or medina. Erisin's not connected to a suda, but in the suda, when you do the shavah brachas later at the suda, and birchas hamazon. So that's the yisod of the Rav based on the Rambam. So I was, where would it fit in for Chama Medina? Where would it fit in for the Dawud Kosos? So the first cup, I guess it's Kiddush B'Makom Suda. The Shail is, would the Rav make a distinction between the different four cups? In other words, the different cups that are connected to the Suda, you need wine. And maybe he would hold all of them are connected to the Suda, because it's one big Suda. So perhaps according to the Rav and the Rambam, you wouldn't be able to use Chamar Medina. Halacha l'maisa, we go with the Ramah, the Poskim, that we could be make on Chamar Medina. But perhaps we have another Nafka Mina, according to Rav Soloveitchik and the Rambam. So we said we had a Machlokas, Rav Moshe and the Rav. Rav Moshe said you should use wine for the Dawud Kosos, preferably, and the Rav said you could use grape juice as long as you like it more than wine, because the Rav Moshe said a free man by definition needs alcohol beverages. The Rav said no, it goes by you do what you enjoy. And Rav Aaron Kohler made a chiyuk between kiddush, the first cup he used wine, by the three he used chama medina. I mean, he used grape juice. And then there's a further shah. So then the shah is, could you use Chama Medina? So it depends for which kiddush. So kiddush in general. So the Gemara says someone used beer for Havdalah, assuming beer is Chama Medina. So it seems to be by Havdalah you can do use Chama Medina. The Rambam Shita is no by kiddush. And we are, that's part of the discussion. So we're more Mako, the Minig Yisrael is, more people are Mako by Shabbos morning, since it's a Kiddush Darabanan, then maybe you could be Yote with Chama Medina. The Minig is not to use Chama Medina Friday night. In fact, if you don't have wine or grape juice, the Minig is you make it over Chawa, not Chama Medina. So it could be we have a Chumrah that perhaps according to Rav Soloveitchik had a Rav Soloveitchik said grape juice for both. According to Rav Moshe, we had a distinction. Wine, grape juice for Kiddush all year round, but wine for the Dawud Kosos. And based on the Rav, we have a Chumrah the other direction. Or maybe there is no difference, because the Rav would say there's no difference. You can't have Chama Medina when it deals with the Suda, so he would say no Chama Medina Friday night, regularly, and perhaps he would say no Chama Medina for the Dawud Kosos, anything connected to the Suda. Then you have to mayin, like which if you make a distinction within the four cups.